And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
Luke Smith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's that time of the year. Today is the 31st of May. Tomorrow is the 1st of June. I can feel the end of the financial year just rushing at us down the line like a locomotive.
Yeah, it's coming at us like a freight train.
It is.
And today's really a little bit similar to a couple of weeks ago because there was such an influx of questions and queries from 2 weeks ago around should I put money into super?
Yeah.
That today we're going to break down the mechanics of how to work it out and then confirm how to lodge your paperwork because of the sheer volume of queries and questions that we've had from that particular show a couple of weeks back. So
my biggest challenge with this whole concept is that I don't really know for sure exactly what my tax situation is going to be until after the financial year's over and all the numbers have been crunched and I go, oh, okay, I didn't get a refund or whatever the case might be. How do you figure it out before the 30th of June so you know what you need to do in order to reduce your tax liability?
Yeah, so at a high level, for the salaried employees, you've got a pretty good idea because you can consider your PAYG income, and most people know what they earn from a gross perspective. And it gets a little bit more complicated when people then say, oh, but I've got this investment property and I've got this loss and this deduction. And that's where I think it pays significant dividends to be proactive, get in and see your accountant now-ish and have that conversation, especially if you've got a slightly more complicated overall tax position, because you might have investment debt, you might have non-deductible debt, you might have rent from a property, you might not, you might have had expenses. Like it can get very, very complicated. And, you know, a good accountant really adds some value to both the PAYG employee situation, but also the self-employed person who has 1,000 moving parts and has money sloshing in and out of bank accounts trying to, you know, keep their head above water. And knowing roughly what you're up for can be very, very advantageous. So I'd be having that conversation if you're not sure. From a superannuation perspective, the first part, we'll break this into two bits. How do I work out what I can do this year? And then we'll talk about how can I work out if the catch-up concessional rules are available to me and how do I work out what I can put in? So if we start with this year, what people want to do is they want to either log into their super fund, call their super fund, or check a pay slip from their employer, because you should have a year-to-date super contribution balance. And if you're not sure, because super can be paid quarterly, it's not necessarily paid on a fortnightly basis, you can ring HR and speak to someone and get a figure in relation to, one, how much has gone in. Now, if you call your super fund, they'll give you the number to date. But as I've just said, it might not be accurate because there could be last quarter's money coming depending on the time. Check with HR, get a number from your employer, and then ask also what comes in June, because you need to allow for the money that will land before the end of the financial year. So we've got a limit of $27,500. If you go to your super fund and they say, oh, you've got $15,000 of accumulated super already, and you know that there's $5,000 coming in June, that gets you to $25,000, okay? I did my numbers right there. 15 and 5, it gets you to 20, right? That means you've got
It's a Friday afternoon.
I must be having some big weeks.
don't try and rely on me for mental arithmetic Friday afternoon.
I was looking at you thinking that.
No, I was going, hang on a minute, he's doing maths here and my eyes are glazing over, and then you just asked me to check your work and I thought, no.
If we've got 15 in the super fund and we've got 5 coming in June, we're at 20,000.
Yes, we are.
That means we have $7,500 of space. Okay, now, you need to get that money in to your super fund cleared before the 28th of June, because that's Friday.
Yes.
You can do that yourself. One big point of clarification that we had a couple of weeks back was, but how do I get my work to put that in from my pay? To clear that up now, you don't need your employer to do that. You can have $7,500 of space. You can call your fund and say, how can I make a contribution? They'll either give you BPAY details or EFT details, BSB and account number, and you can put that in. If you've got a self-managed super fund, you'll know the bank account for your super fund, and that's where you want to direct the capital that gets you to your limit of 27,500.
Yeah.
All right? You don't have to go to your employer and say, oh, please quickly salary sacrifice $10,000 of my wages for the next two pays. You can use money from anywhere, and as we've discussed in previous shows, pull it from an offset account, pull it from your wife's handbag, take it from your husband's wallet, pinch it from your kid's money box. Doesn't matter where you get it, the act of getting it in will be advantageous for you because you'll pay 15% tax on the contribution, provided you don't have penalty tax, but that's a different conversation. For your average person, 15% contributions tax. If you're earning $150,000 and paying 39% income tax, that difference is what you're going to save on the contribution that you put in. So it's very worthwhile to increase the refund that your account will be able to get for you potentially, or reduce the tax burden that is due by that additional rate of deduction.
Now, that's because when you make the additional contribution into your super fund, it becomes a tax deduction against your assessable income.
Correct.
It reduces the income that you have that you're going to be assessed for tax.
Correct.
Okay, but when you put money into super, they're not always tax deductible, are they?
No, they're not. So once you've put your money in, you need to then lodge some paperwork, and we'll get to the paperwork side of things in a second. So 27,500, work out what you've put in year to date, work out what's coming in June from your employer, and then if you want to reach the limit, top up the difference. Okay, that's this year's limit. We've often spoken about the catch-up concessional rules. Now, those rules are where your total super balance is less than $500,000 at 30 June 2023, not today.
Yep.
All right. So you could have $510,000 in super today, but you check your balance at 30 June last year and it was $480,000. The gates are open. What does that mean? That means you can go back to the 18-19 financial year and look and say, of the $25,000 limit in that year, how much did I use? I only used 20. Okay, so I have $5,000 of catch-up space. In the 1920 year, of that $25,000 limit, and that's, I stress that, it was $25,000 in that year, not $27,500. So allow for that. You've put 20 in that year, there's another five of space. From 2021 onwards, we're then at $27,500. What did I have in there? Oh, I've got another $5,000 of space. Another $5,000 of space, and so on, right up to 2023. Because if we max out this year's, we know we're going to reach the limit. So you might have $25,000 of accumulated space over that time. Again, we go to the offset account, we go to the handbag, we go to the shoe collection, we go wherever we go, and we add that money to the superannuation fund, and that will allow you to claim not just the money that you put in for the 2024 year, but also that 20, 25,000 of catch up. So you could have, you know, I had one today, or I had one yesterday in a meeting. It was 90,000 for him and 80,000 for her. And there was about $30,000 of tax savings that they could claim in the next financial year, which is extremely advantageous. Now, this is one of those things where that is great, but don't race to use all your powder at once. Okay, so let's say you've got $50,000 of space and you go, oh, great, I can throw that in now. You need to consider how much you're earning this year, because if you throw in $50,000 and you push your taxable income below sort of 50 grand, your marginal tax rate up to about $50,000 is 15%, or the same as the contribution tax rate.
Right.
So you might have some catch-up space. Work out what your figure is and say, I'll do 25 this year. That keeps me in a higher tax bracket. And I'll do 25 next year. That keeps me in a higher tax bracket so that you maximize the value of your deduction. Don't race out and say, ooh, I earn $100,000 and I've got $90,000 of room. I'm going to throw it all in this year. That would actually hurt you
from a big chunk, perspective. Yeah, a big chunk of it would carry no advantage.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So again, I just want to point out here, everything is relevant to your situation and needs. Speak to your accountant, do some maths, work it out. But just because you can doesn't mean you should, all right? The temptation is people ring up and go, oh, I'm going to throw 100 in this year, but your income's 120,000. So you're actually going to pay more tax than you need to. So you might stagger it over 2 years and get more tax benefit over those two timeframes. So work out what your space is. Consider this year's contribution.
Mm-hmm.
You can add all of that amount in. And then, again, money into the fund. And then it comes to our paperwork side of things.
Well, this is where we come back to my question before, isn't it? When you make a contribution into your superannuation fund, it's not automatically tax deductible.
Correct. It's actually tax-free unless you tell them. So all super funds will treat personal money as a non-concessional contribution.
Yeah.
Unless you direct them otherwise.
Now, when you say tax-free, that sounds great, but it's actually not great because correct. You're still paying more income tax than you could if you used it as a deduction.
Exactly right. So if we had that example of we've got $20,000 of space, we put in the $20,000. We then write to the fund. So step one, money in. Step two, we download from the ATO website a notice of intent. Okay. Now, as that name says, you are notifying the fund of your intention to claim a tax deduction. Why is that important? Because as we just said, if you don't tell them, the super fund will not remit the 15% contributions tax because the super fund doesn't understand your tax position. They will treat it as a tax-free payment, therefore no contributions tax is payable. That is not what we want. So $20,000 in, notice of intent to the super fund. On that form, front page, who am I? What is my super fund details? What's the USI, ABN, member number, et cetera, et cetera. Second page, what year am I claiming the deduction? 2024. How much am I making as a contribution? $20,000. Next question, how much am I claiming as a tax deduction? $20,000. If you want to maximize your deduction, those two numbers should match. Middle of the second page, sign your signature. Send it into your fund. Okay.
Now, when you say send it in, do you have to actually physically put it in an envelope and take it to the post office, or can you email it?
Well, answer is check with your fund. Some funds require hard copy. Most will take it by email. But again, don't assume because no form, no deduction. The third part of that process is the fund will write back to you and say, hey, Leon, thank you very much for that form. We will action that for you and remit the tax. Now, your tax agent is going to want to see that communication from the fund. It's handy to have a copy of that notice of intent.
Yeah.
Because then your tax return and the super fund's tax return match up in ATO heaven. Yeah. And if you have a self-managed super fund, make sure that as the trustee, you've met your obligation and written to the member, which may actually be yourself,
yes,
saying, hey, Leon, thanks for your contribution. We will remit the necessary tax and do what we need to do and have that written proof.
Yeah.
Because the ATO can come calling for it.
Yeah. Now, of course, this all needs to happen before the 30th of June, doesn't it? If you want to actually have this deduction apply this year, you have to put the money in. Yes. Then you have to put your form in.
Well, let's be real clear because I got plenty of messages online a couple of weeks ago about the date of the form,
yep,
before the money, after the money,
yep,
around the money, fly it in with pigeons, however you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Money must be cleared before the 28th.
Yes.
Okay, that's a must. The form does not have to be in before the 30th of June.
Okay.
However, you do not want to leave it too late because if the super fund you're in does their tax return and you submit it too late, they can decline that.
Yeah.
So my general rule of thumb is put the money in on the Monday, send the form in on the Tuesday while you're thinking about it. Do you have to? No. Do you want to get distracted, go down the coast and then remember in November, oh, I forgot to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just do it while you're doing it. Okay. You don't have to try and pick a day and just.
Okay.
Don't open the door.
So money in today, form in tomorrow.
Yep.
And then you know you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's.
And then make sure that before you do anything, i.e. take it out because you might be over 60, wait for the communication from your fund that they have processed it correctly.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if you put the money in, put the form in, and then pull that out because you've already retired and they haven't treated it correctly,
mm-hmm,
again, you could miss out on the deduction. So don't be cute. Be accurate, be consistent, and don't leave anything to chance.
Do not leave anything to chance. Always good advice. Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today. We're talking about how to work out your maximum tax deduction by adding some money into your super before the end of June. It's 10 minutes to 5. Back to wrap it all up shortly. 7 minutes to 5. Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today, and we're answering the question, how do you work out the maximum tax deduction by putting additional contributions into your super before the end of June? So, Luke, it's time to ask, what are the key things to remember?
So one, know where your money's coming from, okay? And I stress that because you may want to take a pension from an existing super account or a transition to retirement pension as a way to fund the contribution. And we've talked about that in previous shows. So if you're going to take money out as a pension, you need to get your paperwork in sharpish, because most industry funds will only have a couple of payment periods before the end of the month. Once you've done that, work out how much room you've got. As we said before the ad break, look at what's come in so far, take it away from this year's limit, allow for what's coming in June. And you can ring most HR departments and they'll tell you what's coming, or roughly work out what comes in on a monthly basis and allow for that. Make your contribution. Lodge the notice of intent. Record the communication that comes back from the fund. Give all of that information to your tax agent in July. Get a tax deduction, pay less tax, pay less capital gains tax on the sale of a property. Use the catch-up concessional rules if you need to offset the sale of a big asset. So a lot of talk at the moment about finding deductions for mitigating capital gains tax from the sale of an investment property. Go back to 2018, 2019. Work through each year. Call your fund. How much has come in? Take it off the limit. Remember, the concessional limit for the 18-19 and 19-20 years was $25,000, not $27,500. So don't get that calculation wrong, because you may go wildly over. Work out how much room you've got. Consider your tax position. Go and see your accountant now if you're not sure, because paying for an hour of his time could save you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And avoid, I wish I'd known. I wish he'd told me that. He doesn't know what you're thinking. He may not even know you've sold a property. So again, remove the assumptions and you'll guarantee a better outcome. Get your paperwork right, retain it, accountant, and then consider how much you put in. If you do have a lot of room, don't overshoot and push your taxable income too low, because you can take it below 15%, which isn't great. You might use your catch-up space over this year and next year to get a better rate of deduction at a higher tax level. So again, be strategic about using the rules. And remember, to use the catch-up rules, it's your balance being under $500,000 at 30 June 2023, not your super balance today. So again, call your fund, get a balance and check, and then get everything in well before the 28th. Money in, form in, collect the data. And you'll get a great outcome.
Indeed you will. And the reason that we keep saying the 28th of June is because this year the 30th is on a Sunday.
Exactly. And there'll be someone out there going, but you can put it in before the 30th. If you can get money into a bank on a weekend, good luck to you.
Yeah, no, not going to happen.
But again, not worth the risk.
Indeed. All right, Luke, where can listeners get more information?
Yeah, office number 62604749. We've got envisionfinancial.com.au. That's Envision with an E. We've got the podcast, The Strategy Stacker, Luke Talks Money, on iTunes and Spotify. We've got the YouTube channel, Envision Financial Canberra, where we've got all of our shows. You've got YouTube Shorts. You've got The Strategy Stacker on the Tiki Tocker. And all of these strategies and these strategic considerations are a chapter in Smart Money Strategy, your ultimate guide to financial planning. Available in all good and bad bookstores.
Available everywhere. Luke, thanks very much, and we'll catch you next Friday.
See you next week.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial back with us in the studio once again at the same time next Friday on 2CC.